Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
All right, Walter, this is a pretty common question. Should I use two targets or one target and a trailing stop to maximize my profits on the last position?
Yeah, this is a tough one, and it's going to come down to personal preference. But basically, what will happen is if you use a trailing exit, and it's a pretty good trailing exit, and it fits the market and so forth, you will occasionally get these really nice big fat winners. But you're going to also have a lot of trades that are like subpar. And in fact, the first target that you use might make more profit than your trailing exit on the remaining lots on the trade. So this can be psychologically really difficult to stick with over the long haul. I think that in general, using two targets, although it may not be the most profitable way of trading, and I know it sounds funny, but in other words, if you were to just use a trailing exit and not have a profit target, in most cases, if that trailing exit is pretty good, you're going to make more money than any other way. The problem is most traders have a difficult time watching a trade give them so much profit and then pull back, and then finally the trailing exit pops you out of the trade. That's really difficult to give back, quote, give back that profit. So what I suggest is that you either pick two targets, as this trader refers to. So you have two stationary targets, one that's a little bit further, maybe it's less likely to be hit than the first one, but it allows you to make that extra profit occasionally when it is hit, maybe, you know, 3 out of 10 times or something like that on your winners. And the trailing exit does the same thing. The only difference is you are effectively using the extreme volatility that we see in the markets in your favor. So what that means is you will occasionally, so in a trade where you get, say, an average of 100 pips, and then your second target maybe averages 200 pips, let's say, occasionally you will get like a 900 pip winner with using a trailing exit on your second position. So in the first case, you're going to average 200 pips on the second target, right? But if you have a trailing exit, your average is going to go way above that, because if you trade it long enough, you will hook into those really lucky ones that go 7, 8, 900, 1,000 pips in your favor. So that is the more profitable way to trade. It's just so difficult for people to give back the profit. So what I would say about this, let's say you've decided, okay, I'm not going to use one target and I'm not going to use a trailing exit. I'm going to split it up. If you are okay with the idea of giving back so much profit when you've made, quote, made, in which you haven't made anything until you cash out, but you've made this profit, right? And you're okay giving back, you know, 10, 25% of that, then go ahead and go with the trailing exit. If you understand that you're only going to have, let's say, a handful of trades on the year, maybe 5 trades in the entire year that are going to be your really big fat winners, well, those are going to really, really influence your average winner. So it's really going to be up to you whether or not you're able to sit on your hands and watch as the market goes against you, even after you've made a lot of profit. And that's one of the things. I mean, the trailing stop is not going to maximize your bite out of the move, but it will allow you to ride it if it really, really runs in your favor unexpectedly. So it's really going to depend on you. And I know it's kind of a tough one to answer, but what I found is that most traders can't do it. Most traders are more likely, and I'm talking like 65, 75% of the traders I know are more likely to go with two targets, two stationary targets, than to use a target and a trailing stop. It's just too difficult over the long haul for people to hold on to that. Now, 35% of them may be able to do that, but most traders aren't able to do that.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know about that stat, but that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm in that camp too. I take two targets. I don't like to trail it, but I really appreciate the explanation, and talk to you next time.
Okay.